BJ in the back of the theater. My boyfriend and I were in the movies. We'd picked an unpopular one so we could make out alone, but a few couples of old people came in and sat in the front. We started making out anyways, him pulling my hair, squeezing my ass, me rubbing his bulge. I was so hot for him, and he wanted it so bad. He pulled down his pants, and I went down on him. He started thrusting. It was so hot. He came, and I swallowed it, and we cuddled for the rest of the movie. Really great movie. We love watching it and remembering. Bathtub dildo. Recently, I was home alone and bored, so I went on my computer and started watching porn. Then I started masturbating, but I have really small fingers because of my height, so for me to finger myself isn't that pleasurable. So I searched the fridge for a cucumber, but I didn't have any. Then I went into my sister's room to see if she had a dick-shaped thingy. I found a vibrator and a condom, and I vibrated the fuck out of my pussy. Then I went searching for something a little bigger. I found a dildo. I slapped a condom on that too and took off my clothes and went in the shower. I stuck the dildo to the side of the bathtub. I rubbed it on my clit with the shower pouring on me. It rubbed against the lips of my pussy, allowing my horny juices to flow on the dildo. I slid in the tip, then all at once. It felt so hard inside me, being filled up with it. I bounced around a bit and then gripped my pussy on it and rocked myself up and down. My pussy was so juicy. You could hear it smacking the bottom of the bathtub from outside my house. It hurt a little bit, but it was so good. I was screaming and moaning the whole afternoon. 3 hours with that dildo in the shower, fucking it like it was a real dick. Being watched. Sometimes I fantasize about my roommate watching me masturbate. It makes me so wet imagining him jerking off to the sight of me humping my pillow or fingering myself or playing with my big tits. I imagine him getting all worked up and him coming hard, and that makes me come too. Best masturbation sesh. So I was driving back to my university and I was getting sleepy and I was also getting kind of horny. I went to Sounds of Pleasure and pulled a femme orgasm compilation to try and make myself stay awake. I started by just putting my hand between my legs over my shorts and panties and just kind of humping it. But as I kept going, I ended up under my shorts and over my panties, teasing my clit. Usually I masturbate in my room, but since I was in my car, I got to moan and sigh while I drove and teased myself. The more the girls moaned, the more into it I got. It felt so dangerous masturbating while driving down the highway that I think I got wetter than usual. Eventually, I couldn't take it anymore, and I pulled my panties inside and touched my soaking, wet, throbbing clit. After rubbing through my panties, it felt so sensational to actually touch my skin. I didn't end up climaxing, but the next time I make that drive, I'll definitely try it again. Best masturbation session ever. Can't stop. I'm a virgin, and I've always been too scared to finger myself, so I get off just by rubbing my clit. Some nights I get so horny. I play with my clit until my fingers cramp and my pussy is swollen and overly sensitive. Compulsive masturbation. I masturbate compulsively with my vibrator. When I put it in my pubic hair, I start shaking uncontrollably until I climax several times. I try every day not to do this, but I can't help it. It feels so overpoweringly good, I can't stop myself. Sometimes I just smell the vibrator and masturbate. I'm overcome with arousal. It makes me orgasm repeatedly. Smelling my vibrator or putting it on my pubic hair makes me need to masturbate and have an orgasm. It's all I think about. I'm so embarrassed. Not only that, but I love to make a lot of sounds and hear the noise of my vibrator on my clit, and say I'm masturbating with a vibrator to climax really hard.